Mishnah Hey. Hamispal v'tah, a person is davening, v'tah, and he makes a mistake. That's simin ralo, that's a bad sign for him. Like the Gemara says that it's referring specifically to the first parsha, the first paragraph, I should say, of Shemoneh Esrei. That first avos, that bracha, if you err in there, that's a sign that, you know, it's not going well, and that's a bad sign for you.
A bad davening day,
so exactly, right? Vim shaliach tzibur hu, and if the person who made the mistake is actually being the shaliach tzibur, literally shaliach tzibur means the one who's the, let's say, the emissary for the congregation. He's the one who's davening on their behalf. Remember, we're used to it almost being a perfunctory reading of the shaliach tzibur, but we sort of just sit in the back and wait patiently and listen and say amen, of course. But in those days, he was actually davening, like how we do hamotzi lechem haaretz. You know, you'll be moti someone in a bracha. So there, he was moti them in Shemoneh Esrei itself. So he's their shaliach. He's their mouth, and they're supposed to think his words, and he was their mouth. So if he makes a mistake, we say a shliach of a person is like him, and that's a bad sign for the congregation. That's a siman ra l'shluchav. It's a bad sign for those who have sent him. So here again, so even if he has to be replaced, it's a bad sign. Your prayer should be flowing out easily, and if it's in the first parsha already, first bracha, that's already a bad sign. Now we have a little story. Amru alav al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They used to say about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, he's one of the famous tzaddikim of the Gemara. Everyone knows the most famous story of him probably is the Gemara in Tainus. I mean, this thing is killing everyone in town, and he, let's call it a snake for a second, and they call him in, he puts his foot into the snake's hole, the snake bites him, the snake dies, and he says, snakes don't kill people, sin kills people. So this is him, this is the man, okay? So he says, so Amr Olav, that you say about him, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Shayim Mispal Alacholim, he used to pray for people who were sick. Va'omer Zech, I was a mace. He would say, you know, this one's going to, this one isn't. The Gemara says, well, the Mefarshim say there's no way he literally said, this person's going to die, because the Gemara, and the halacha is, you're not supposed to say stuff like that. But they, by his reaction, they knew what was going to happen next. So they, it was clear from what he didn't do or did do that there was no hope. So Amr Lo, they asked him, he wasn't a Navi, Menai Nata Yodea, so how do you know? From where do you know? Amr Lahem, so he explained back to them, Im Shagura Tfilas Bifi, if my prayer is fluent in my mouth, we've seen that word Shagura a few times already, just comes right out easily, then Yodea Ani Shahu Mekubal, then I know that it's received, the prayer is received, or the person is received. The Meforshim, it's a question if it's referring to the prayer to him. The Gra points out, and it's more Nogiyah, the second of the Sefer here, that it probably is the Chole, because Chole is a Zohar, a masculine, whereas Tefillah is a Nakeva, so it's to be Mekubeles. Either way, so that's how we knew. Vimlav, if my prayer is not fluent in my mouth, Yodea Ani Shu Metoraf, I know that he is torn up. So the Meforshim don't want to say people are torn up, they want to say, so the Rav brings both Meforshim, both Pshatim, either it's the prayer or the person is a goner, but the Gra says Metoref must mean the Chola, because the Chole is a Zachar and Tefillah should be Meturefet. Okay, the Meforshim must say, by the way, that don't get overspooked out here, this is referring to someone on the level of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who was a super tzaddik. For the rest of us, you make mistakes, don't panic.